This podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
So anyway, let's go to another story today that I think also is going to be fascinating. And that is the whole notion of what we do with our waste. Now, this is an ongoing and significant story. Now, what's happened over a period of time is you may not be aware that once you go to landfill, one of the smartest businesses I've ever seen is actually the bloke I'm going to talk to now, Ian Maloof. So he has a business called Dialer Dump. So in other words, he sends out dump trucks to your house. So you throw all your waste into the dump, you take it out to, or he takes it out to his recycling plant. He recycles all the stuff and most of it's recycled and the rest of it goes into a massive hole in the ground, which slowly fills up. But then he started to think about that and thought, well, hang on, all that stuff that's in the ground, I suppose there's going to be something coming off that. Maybe we could use that. And so as a result, that's what he's starting to do, to build an energy from waste sort of, if you like, facility, which is just incredible. So just imagine this. You're starting to create energy from the waste that is left over after recycling. Ian Maloof is the chief executive of Dialer Dump. He joins me now. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Good evening, Ross. How are you?
Look, you know, I'm very well. Some people will think you're a genius. Other people will think you're crazy. But this is real, isn't it? It happens in other parts of the world.
Oh, it's a regular event overseas, Ross. There's over 2,000 plants around the world operating very successfully. And there's 400 from the energy provider that's providing our technology that they've built. So they're a significant player at a tier one level for this great technology.
Okay, just explain the plant, because a lot of people are saying, oh, it's a big incinerator, and as a result, if you want to generate it, you're going to create smoke, you're going to create pollution, you're going to do all that sort of stuff. Just explain to people exactly how this type of thing works.
Okay, Ross, we have a very successful recycling business, as you know, and many, many people know, and we recycle a significant amount of the waste that comes to us, up to 75-85% of what comes through our C&D recycling plant, construction and demolition. From that, there's other waste streams as well, which have gone through a recycling process. But what's left after that is the residual waste, which we bury. It's combustible material. At the moment, it goes to landfill and creates methane gas. Instead of doing that, we send it to the plant, the facility, and it burns the waste, right? Thermally treats it is a nicer term. People like to use the word incinerator. Incinerator is an open mass burning with no emission controls on it. 75% of this plant, which is very expensive plant, is all about the emissions control. So what happens is the residual waste is then thermally treated, creates the steam, spins the turbine, and then creates enough power to power 200,000 homes. So it's a really significant facility from a green energy source. And what it does really at the end of it is it stops 3 million cubic metres a year of greenhouse emissions hitting the atmosphere.
Okay, just one thing about this. You're a businessman, Ian. You do this because you think you can make money out of this. And, for example, Ian, for those people who don't know, at Eastern Creek in Sydney, in the west of Sydney, bought effectively the biggest hole in Sydney. Now, when I say hole, I mean it's a hole. It was an old quarry. That's where he built his recycling plant on the top of that and slowly fills it up. And now he's going to put, this energy plant on the top of it and will therefore, as a result, create the electricity or the energy from that. So in terms of you, Ian, you've never short of looking for a bob. So you've obviously, from the investment you're going to make, got to get a return. Is there enough money in this type of business to justify the expenditure?
Look, it is commercially sound, that's for sure. Over the world, they're commercially sound because the EPA levy that is for many decades now is all about promoting diversion from landfill. Unlike the Queensland levy, where they don't have one, and we've got 1 million tonnes a year at the moment scaping up the coast to be dumped in Queensland as their dumping ground. So we're not only dumping on them in the footy, we're now dumping all their waste on them as well. But it's a ridiculous situation where Queensland are absorbing a lot of waste out of here. I think common sense will prevail there. But at the end of the day, it's a great alternative to landfilling. It's a step above it. And it's really what is being promoted by legislation, by the government and by the EPA.
So you've got to build this thing. How is the EPA? How is the government planning? How is all of that stuff going for you to try and get this in?
Pretty well. Look, we've been working on this now for 4 years, Ross. It was late in 2014. 2013, there was a draft policy. 2014, that became legislation. So it's relatively new.
You've got a community group out there that is really against this, that does not want this to go ahead.
I don't think that's unusual. It's the NIMBY of not wanting in my backyard, and we respect that. But I think when the technology is well understood, it's sometimes hard to get across. But when it's well understood and seen and received like it has been overseas, you can see that it's a much better alternative to landfilling. It's far and away from that. So this reduces the need for landfilling in Sydney, if not eradicates the need for another landfill altogether. It stops the need for landfilling of combustible materials, full stop. So, with respect out in the area that these things sit, it might be seen as a bad thing, but overseas, for instance, in Switzerland, 87% of these plants are located in close by proximity to homes and schools. In Paris, there's one in the middle of Paris, Ross. I think it's about 1 or 2 kilometres as crow flies from the Eiffel Tower.
Tell you what, good.
Commonplace.
I'll tell you what, Ian, I've got to keep on moving, but good to have you on the program. See, there's the sort of innovation that is needed, given the fact that a lot of gas exploration has been stopped. You've got a lack of energy. You've got high electricity prices, high gas prices coming through the door. So you've got to have a little bit of ingenuity coming out there. And that's at least one example of what might be achieved. Ian Maloof, the Chief Executive of Dial a Dump. Appreciate your time on the program, Ian.
Thank you, Ross.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.